Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. I know it doesn't quite have the same ring when you're doing it by yourself. So I hope that when you hear those words, you will also yell out, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest, imagining that we are all gathered together with the palms and the children leading us in to begin our celebration of the triumphal entry of our Lord and Savior Jesus. Grace and peace to you, each and every one of you, on what is the beginning of our Holy Week journey on Palm Sunday. We have had a long fast in the season of Lent. And as one colleague showed me the sign on their church, it said, I never imagined giving up this much for Lent. It has been a Lent to remember. But as we enter into Holy Week in a very different way, I still hope that you will find peace, joy, love, tender mercy, and light as we prepare to celebrate Palm Sunday and to walk together towards the cross. Let us begin with a word of prayer as we gather this day. Gracious God, may your peace be upon us. May we celebrate and yell out praises of thanksgiving and honor you, for you are indeed our King, our Lord and Savior, our teacher, and our Messiah. We pray that you'll give us hope on this day as we gather together as brother and sister in Christ in spirit, separated by space, but never far apart and never away from you. May you bless our flock, this congregation, our communities, our families, those whom we love dearly and miss. May we all embrace each other in spirit as if we are right there together celebrating this momentous day. And may your peace, Lord, that surpasses all understanding, be upon us. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Well, grace and peace again, brothers and sisters. It is good to speak to you this day and to encourage you to celebrate. For Palm Sunday, no matter what the circumstances in the world, is a day truly of celebration. For we have come out of the wilderness, and now we are beginning the journey towards resurrection and light. Let us begin with our first reading today. I'm doing things a little bit different. Normally we would read the triumphal entry at the beginning, but we're going to do that in a moment. Let us start with our first reading, which comes from Philippians 2, beginning at the 5th verse. It says, let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form. He humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Here ends the reading this morning. Now our gospel narrative comes to us today from Matthew, the 21st chapter, verses 1 through 11. When they had come near Jerusalem and reached Bethphage, the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this, the Lord needs them, and he will send them immediately. This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, tell the daughter of Zion, look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey. The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt, put their cloaks on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and that followed were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" The crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." Here ends the reading of the gospel this morning. The living Christ is in this place.